WJPA.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader. WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. As John Emma of Canamac will be coming up here momentarily. He's just now headed into the on-deck circle. Mat 5 at 133 pounds. Just two bouts to bring you before we wrap up our coverage here from the Giant Center in Hershey. We've got John Emma at 133 pounds. We'll step aside again after that bout, and then we'll step back in time for the night to close with Dakota Carmona in an elimination bout. So that is the stage that is set. Just two more bouts remaining. They will be elimination bouts for both John Emma and Dakota Carmona. We lost two wrestlers in 2A today. We lost two in the girls. And we stand to potentially lose a maximum of two. In 3A, obviously, Emma and Carmona hoping that things change here in 3A, and all 11 Washington County wrestlers in 3A can be wrestling tomorrow. Again, John Emma waiting on deck on mat 5. We'll get to his bout in a moment, but right now we'll step aside, bring it back to the Giant Center here in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Still a little bit of time to wait for John Emma. He's on deck on mat 5, but that bout preceding his is just now done with the first period. John Emma going to be taking on Pierce Kane. Pierce Kane won a pigtail, lost a pigtail to Caleb Costco. Pierce Kane is out of Council Rock North, a senior coming in to this match with a record of 30-8. And for John Emma, he comes in with a record of 40-15, the junior from Canamac. These two have never crossed paths. They have no common opponents to speak of, so even though you've got a junior and a senior, you would think there'd be a common opponent somewhere, but not the case in this instance. Pierce Kane and John Emma. Pierce Kane has been here at States the previous two seasons, but has not been to the podium. And John Emma here as a junior for the first time. So both guys will be trying to keep their seasons alive to reach the state podium for the first time. Obviously a final chance for Pierce Kane out of Council Rock North. Emma would have one more chance next year to return here to state to the state championships. Like I said, Dakota Carmona still to come at 285 pounds. And that will do it for our coverage. Tomorrow morning, we start at 8 o'clock in the morning with 2A coverage. I'll be on the air for that. 7:50 tomorrow morning. I'll take you through the 2A quarterfinals that are run simultaneously with the second round consolations. And then I'll also take you through the third round consolations from 2A. And then I will be stepping out as Greg Warnock and Greg Smith will take the reins, starting with the girls' quarterfinals at 11:45 tomorrow morning. John Emma out here on Mat 5 now, as that bout ended in a hurry on Mat 5. So here we go. Pierce Kane, Council Rock North, John Emma, Canamac. No history to speak of, just two guys going at it here, trying to keep their seasons alive. Quick tie up here. Right now, Pierce Kane seems to be controlling the wrists of Emma, not allowing him to go anywhere. Now backing up off the mat is Emma. They'll circle back in, however. No whistle. Now the two will separate. Emma tries to lower, goes in for a double, ends up with just grabbing a single, trying to keep a foot in bounds as he's reaching for the other leg, and they will go out of bounds. Just 9 seconds remaining. Of course, a quick first period, 1 minute first period in consolations. That will be the end of the first. No score. Choice is to Emma. He defers. It'll be Kane taking bottom. Optional start is the signal from John Emma. He will let Kane out and come to his feet and get the escape. I always wonder why, if you're going to do that, why not just give the automatic escape and go neutral at the start? I guess to each his own. Now a fireman's carry attempt by Emma, but it doesn't go well. He kind of gets caught here, and a takedown is awarded. Wait, they gave a takedown to... Hold on a second. Emma was nearly put on his back. Yeah, they put the takedown on the wrong side. It should be 4-0, and then they gave 4 back as well. Absolutely. Yeah, Emma tried a fireman's carry, and he just basically pulled Kane down on top of himself on the edge of the mat. They initially awarded the takedown to Emma on the scoreboard. That was not correct. They give the takedown, which was already 1-0 after the escape. Then Kane gets the takedown plus the 4 back points. It's now 8-0. Kane, that is the correct score. Sit out attempt here by John Emma. Kane stays with him, and now John Emma finds himself in a pretty deep hole to climb out of to try to stave off elimination here at the Giant Center. Comes to his feet, he'll peel away, and Emma's on the board, 8-1. Living on the edge of the mat right now, Emma does shoot in, grabbed an ankle, but just carrying out of bounds is Kane. They'll go back to the center with 38 seconds remaining, second period. Kane leading 8-1. Down to 20 seconds. Heavy on the head here is Emma, just trying to put a lot of pressure on the back of Kane's head. Trying to force him down, kind of snap him down and maybe get a spin around, but nothing doing right now. We're going to get a stalemate called with just 2 seconds left. I'm not sure what that accomplished. 2 second restart. We're going to head to the third. Emma is going to choose neutral to start this third period. He's got to go. Down 8-1, but of course a 7-point move might be in there. Emma going to get the single leg, look for the takedown. He's got it. But he's going to go ahead and let Kane up. Look for another takedown. It's 9-4 right now. Rather than going for the takedown and try to get some near fall points, Emma's going to try to get a couple of takedowns here, two or three, to try to get back in this. Emma takes a look back at the clock. Minute 23, shoots in, doesn't get there. Caught in an underhook. Now he grabs the leg as they spin near the boundary and just couldn't grab the other foot as Kane able to get out of Dodge. 1:12 to go, 9-4 the score. Emma down 5. He got a takedown pretty easily when the period started, but now he's back in on a single leg, but gets caught in an underhook there by Kane. And Emma's going to drive him toward the boundary again. Under a minute to go. Try to duck under. Nothing doing there. We get a stall against Kane. That's his second. That's a point. It's 9-5. In on a leg is Emma again. As Kane just backing up again. We saw a stalling that I missed in that overtime that came into play that gave Bryce Collins a win. We get another stall. There's another point. Now it's 9-6, and now things get interesting. A takedown for Emma could tie it up. 20 seconds to go. And Kane continues to back up. Down to 10 seconds. Emma needs to shoot. Shoots in on a leg. John Emma looking for a takedown. He runs out of room. Another stall. That should be 2 points. 9-8. But there's only 6 seconds left. Hang on. Official's going to go over the scorer's table. The official now... I'm not sure what this is. Now the side official is going to go talk to the scorer's table as well. There's 5 seconds on the clock. Both coaches have headed over. They just want more time? Is that what this is? They put 7. They gave 2 extra seconds. All right, so it was a time consideration. Kane is just, he can't back up here. And now a side headlock attempt by Emma. And the time ran out, and they're not going to give it to him. He would have had the takedown for the win if he had another 2 seconds on the clock. But he ran out of time. Kane nearly stalled his way to a loss there. And Emma hit that headlock. I'll say the takedown, he needed 2 more seconds. He'd had 2 more seconds. He'd have won it with that headlock right there. But John Emma falls 9-8 decision, and he has been eliminated from the tournament. That leaves one match to go. It'll be at 285 pounds. Dakota Carmona of Canamac will try to keep his season alive. We'll send it back for some more music on WJPA-FM right after the break, and then we will break in one final time here from the Giant Center in Hershey for Dakota Carmona's elimination bout here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
95.3 WJPA. No place to hang out or washing. And then I can't blame all on the sun.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. Dakota Carmona, the last wrestler we need to see tonight. And he has just been bumped from mat 3 to mat 6, which was had no match on deck. So now we have our final 11 bouts called on the big board. And Dakota Carmona is on deck on mat 6. So we'll have Dakota Carmona's elimination bout coming your way here momentarily, but as we wait for that bout ahead of him to get done, we'll take one final break and bring you back here to the Giant Center in Hershey. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Dakota Carmona on deck. He's going to be taking on Josiah Rodriguez out of East Strasburg. East Strasburg South, to be exact. Josiah Rodriguez, coming out of the pigtails, was a loser to Colton Kemp of Mannheim Township in the pigtail round. Rodriguez, a junior, with a 34-11 mark. And Dakota Carmona, who was pinned in the round of 16, the junior from Canamac, comes in with a mark of 35-13. As we get ready for one final local bout here with Canamac's Dakota Carmona at 285 pounds. Still about preceding his. As we wait for that one to wrap up. Once we get through Carmona's bout, we'll give you a full recap. And in fact, that does just wrap up with a fall. So We will have Dakota Carmona here momentarily. Carmona and Josiah Rodriguez have never crossed paths before. They do have a couple of common opponents. Noah Johnson of Warrior Run that defeated Dakota Carmona earlier this season by a 3-0 decision. Rodriguez pinned that guy. Even more recent, back on January 23rd. So there's one common opponent to consider, and that information does not appear to be in Carmona's favor. But like I said, I don't know how much you can really garner from that. And we're underway with Carmona and Rodriguez. Final local bout of the evening. The conclusion of this will wrap up our coverage here from day one of the Giant Center in Hershey. We had two eliminated in 2A, two eliminated in the girls' side for the first day. Only one eliminated so far in 3A, and Carmona would like to keep it at that number, at just one. These are two heavyweights that are not... You do see different body types when you get to the heavyweight weight class. These guys are both athletic-looking heavyweights. And we've reached the end of the first period, just the one-minute period during consolations. Carmona's choice for the second. He'll choose bottom. Carmona trying to reach day two. Seven Canamac wrestlers qualified for this tournament. Five of them have assured themselves a spot in action tomorrow. One has been eliminated, and Carmona the only remainder here to be determined. Carmona working from the bottom here to his base. Hasn't got to his feet yet. Just on his knees right at the moment. And Rodriguez still controlling that right arm. Now Carmona, as Rodriguez gets out to the side here a little bit. And Carmona was nearly flat. Got back to his base. Now into a camel stand as he tries to get away here. Rodriguez getting a little high. Not sure how long he can hold on to this. Tries to trip Carmona back down, but Carmona is able to peel away and get the escape. So Dakota Carmona leads it 1-0. 1 minute gone in this second period. The board only has four bouts currently running with one on deck. Not sure why they haven't moved that one. Now they have moved it. We've got five bouts. The final five bouts of the evening on the board. 34 seconds remaining here in the second period for Carmona, leading 1-0. Just a lot of wrist control here. Not even really, there's a head-to-head tie-up, but I haven't really seen a whole lot of that even among these two. We're down to inside 10 seconds. Separate again, and looks like we're headed to a 1-0 Carmona lead heading to the third. And so now it'll be Rodriguez to choose bottom for the third period. And we'll see if Carmona can ride. It's an ankle pick right off the whistle. Tries to chop the arm down now, does Carmona, as Rodriguez tries to pull himself into a camel stand. Now Carmona just settles on the single leg, tried to elevate it, lost it, and then Carmona, who is going to be awarded an escape here. Yeah, just an escape, no reversal. He dove at the legs of Carmona on the edge. And I thought for a minute the official was going to signal reversal, which I certainly did not see, but the escape certainly was there for Rodriguez. So 1-1 the tie. And unless we see somebody get active here offensively, we may be headed to your prototypical 1-1 overtime heavyweight bout. We're down to just two bouts now. Everything else is wrapped up. Final two bouts of the evening. Well, just locally, final two bouts of the entire day here at the Giant Center. Shot attempt here by Rodriguez comes up empty. Front headlock there by Carmona, but he lets go of it. 44 seconds remain. We're back into a head-to-head tie. Down to 30 seconds. Carmona pummeling the head here. Trying to get Rodriguez off balance. Now a little bit of a scramble there as they separated and looks like Rodriguez just trying to get away for a moment so he didn't give up any shot from Carmona, and they're just back into a tie-up as time expires. We go to sudden victory period. Keep in mind, Carmona scored first here if it would get all the way to the ultimate tiebreakers. Shot attempt here by Rodriguez. He got it on a leg, came up empty. Now Carmona with a reshot. He's got a leg, elevates the leg. Trying to get Rodriguez down, but he lost it, and Carmona falls off to the side, and Rodriguez is able to fall on top for the takedown. And Josiah Rodriguez of East Stroudsburg South with a 4-1 decision in overtime. And Dakota Carmona has been eliminated here at 285 pounds. So, two wrestlers go down in each of our sessions today. Let's run it down for you. A quick recap of all three, 2A, the girls, and 3A. In 2A, we have four quarterfinalists: Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Noah Lehue of Best Center, and Colin White of West Green. The other six that are still alive will be in consolation elimination bouts tomorrow morning. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, Mason Wright of Best Center, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, and Malachi Peak of Best Center. Eliminated today in 2A, Carter Cadis of Burgesstown and Caleb Patton of Washington. The girls' side, 14 area wrestlers, and we have another four quarterfinalists on the girls' side. Araceli Clem of Canamac, Rhea Centipal of Burgesstown, Marley Solomon of Canamac, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. They didn't do so well in the round of 16, the girls, but they certainly turned that around in the first round of consolations, winning 8 of 10. The eighth that survived that consolation round will wrestle elimination tomorrow. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Malia Ramos of Canamac, Uni Ayala of Canamac, Abigail Dolans of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Green, Alea Henderson of Canamac, and Audrey Calguero of Canamac. The two eliminated from the girls' tournament were Mia Scalise of Ringgold and Gabriella Dolans of Avella. And in 3A came in with 11. There are five quarterfinalists in 3A. Lee Dreshman of Canamac, Parker Jennings of Trinity, Dom Canale of Trinity, Collier Hartman of Canamac, and Bryce Collins of Canamac. There are another four in consolations. Jackson Hoy of Trinity tomorrow in consolations, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Aiden Finnegan of Canamac, and Braden Collins of Canamac. The two eliminated from today in 3A were both Big Macs, John Emma and Dakota Carmona. And that will put a wrap on day one's coverage here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Tomorrow's coverage starts at 7:50. I'm on the air. for an 8 o'clock start to the 2A quarterfinals and second round consolations. That'll be followed by a consolation, a third round of consolations at 10:30 a.m. The schedules start there. And then I will give way to Greg Warnock and Greg Smith. They'll bring you the girls, starting with the girls' action. They'll bring you the rest of the way. Girls' quarterfinals starting at 11:45 a.m. AAA tomorrow starts with their quarterfinals at 2:15. There will be a, and then the semifinals will be a fourth session tomorrow. Semifinals across all three, 2A, 3A, and girls, will start at 7 p.m. tomorrow. A huge thank you to our sponsors. Today's broadcast being brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, Attorney John Patricic, Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, The Day Insurance Agency, Angelo's Restaurant, Camera Bartolotta for Senate. Also brought to you by Slovenian Savings and Loan, Sarah's Candies, Washington County Real Estate Expo, Hernberger Insurance Agency, and Quality Quick. Coverage on the WJPA Sports Network also brought to you by Washington Financial Bank, the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, The Observer Reporter, CNX Dreamfields, brought to you by Chambers Insurance Agency. Visit Greene and the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks for joining me today all day long here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Sleep quick. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:50 a.m. for the 2A quarterfinals to begin at 8 o'clock. Have a great night from Chocolatown.